Not as good as we'd like it, but something we got to reconcile ourselves to, and I think it's pretty easily understood and rather easily explained. I asked Boy to come in here this morning what he thought about the election. He said, "Well, I sure hate to see the Republicans sweep the House." And I said, "Did the Republicans carry the House?" And he said, "Yes." He listened to General Sarnoff and Bill Paley all night, and he thought that the Republicans had carried the House, and I said, "Well, looks to me like it's going to be about 250 for the Democrats and 185. And if you had an election and 435 votes, and you carried it by 65.
That's right.
You wouldn't say that you'd lost, but they say it enough like Hitler, why, then everybody thinks it's great, it's awful. Terrible." Now, I said, "That's what you had. I had an election one time and had 2 million. I won by 87, and I thought it was awful good. And I won the Senate one time by one vote in 1954. And I had the best organization, did more voting together than we even took on Joe McCarthy and didn't lose a single vote. When I had a majority of one, now we let a lot of these boys off the hook in the House."
That's right.
One way of voting, and they all go on their tours, and about 30, 40 of them are absent all the time.
Yep.
And so we expected then, I think, when Bobby and Abe Ribicoff and some of our fool liberals start out talking about how many billion it's going to take and what we ought to have 600-700 billion, and we got a few Kavanaughs in Michigan and a few things like that, and the Martin Luther Kings in Chicago. I don't think you can expect much more, and I think this is just our friend Walter, who's a great fella. I understand he's playing all ends against the middle these days. He's just drafted a big bill for Bobby on old age assistance and stuff like that. But when I went out there to speak, why, they didn't have a corporal's guard, and then they acted an ass when Romney came in to try to welcome the president. They booed him off the platform, and when Griffin came up, they booed him, and people just won't tolerate this, that low-life stuff like the Negroes and the labor union's been doing, and they're going to get back, and that's what they do, and I think it, I don't think our 14B helped us much, and I don't think it, these extreme liberal things helped us much, and I think folks react. I think so,
and I tell you what I've said here, Mr. President. I haven't made any statement at all. I didn't want to say anything, and I'm not going to until we know what you're saying and what others. But I said to one of my personal friends here, I said, "Look, we got about the same vote now in the 90th Congress that we had in the 88th. We're not far off. They're about the same number of Democrats in the House of Representatives. And that was considered to be a pretty good Democratic Congress. And we've got the same numbers, and we got about two more senators than we had in the 88. So I think if we just keep in mind that the last Congress under Kennedy, in the 88 Congress, had about the same number of Democrats in it that we have now. And the last Senate had, we actually have a couple more now than we had then."
Well,
something to keep in mind, and I can't help but feel that we ought not to cry about it. I think we've got a pretty good working majority, and it'll depend on how much discipline these fellows have and self-restraint to get us through.
Yeah, that's it. I was rather hopeful that we'd do something with Wyoming and Idaho.
So was I. And every indication, Mr. President, in Idaho, every single indication proved that we could do it. The polls out here, for example, in this state, and not just the Minneapolis polls, but the Harris poll, all of them were way off. We don't know what in the devil caused that to be the case. However, again, I say we got Blotnick, we've got Card, we've got Frazier, and we have Mondale, and we have two of our state officers out here. And the lieutenant governorship race out in Minnesota is still in the tuck.
What happened to your governor's race?
The governor's race, Robaugh will lose by about 45,000 to 50,000 in the state.
Was that insurance stuff?
Yep. Now, he was as non-guilty as a man could be. But this was the problem that we had, that he just didn't have the zip and the go to do something about it. And the paper out here just really went wild on him. But we looked, the last poll before this election showed us having a 4% margin. So we have to just keep that in mind, that sometimes these measurements are not as accurate as they might be, and yet a couple of other polls on fellows that showed our people down, they came through. I don't feel too badly. I figure that we did what we had to do, and I'm pleased that some of the places that we went, we were at least somewhat helpful. Evans came through out in Colorado, one of our fine young congressmen, and stood with you all the way, right up and down the line. Never batted an eyelash. And we had some others that, on the Eastern Seaboard, of course, there were some of them that came through real good.
And yes, there were more of them elected than were defeated of the 48. There's 26 elected and 22
defeated. That's right. That's right. And many of those from historically Republican areas.
Like Joe Resnick.
That's right. And you got Kairos up there, this young big boy up in Maine. I remember I went up there and walked around up there with him a day. Everybody said he couldn't win. Nobody thought he could win. Curtis was elected governor. We sent him up a little help from some friends out here. He appreciated it very much. Well,
I think the biggest defeat was the governor's.
Yeah, that's right.
Like losing Alaska and losing New Mexico and losing Arizona.
That's right. Well, Mr. President, remember Roosevelt, 1936 and then 38. There's always a kind of an equalizer. I think people, it's a funny thing, I think people sort of feel, well, let's see what we maybe ought to kind of balance it off again.
I got the Christian Science Monitor article yesterday when I voted. They asked me what I thought, and I said I thought the Senate would be about a standoff. Our people had estimated we'd lose one in the Senate. We didn't think we'd lose Tennessee, and we didn't think we'd lose Massachusetts.
No.
But I said I think it'd be a standoff there, and I don't think it'll be far. The loss will be much more than the average. And fortunately, I got that on the record yesterday morning. And if we come around 41, looks like we may lose 46 now.
Uh-huh.
But the average 1890 is 41 seats. There's a good article in the Christian Science Monitor. That's, wait a minute, they let me have it for an hour and they like to file it and keep it. While I'm here. It's June the 29th, 1966, and the heading of it is 1966 Presidential Off-Year History Favors Party Out of Power. This year, issue like Vietnam Civil Rights ganged up. Here's a look at key congressional gubernatorial races that are causing the Democrats concern. Today's page opens special coverage of the November election. And it says the average off-year school board is 41. That's the average gain since 1890. about the governor's. Doesn't say if Biff will single out handfuls in the contest. Now, I don't rather think, I don't think we're going to suffer much with the Gargan guy or Percy or the Massachusetts boy from the standpoint of our domestic program. Mm-hmm. I believe they're going to be pretty progressive Republican.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. When you pick up a fellow like Brooks and Percy, these fellows, we're maybe going to get a few more votes out of them than we would some others. Not too bad. Well, Mr. President, I'm going back to Washington tonight. I'm going to be there, and I just wanted to talk to you. What's your plans now?
I don't know. I'm going to be operated on the early part of the week, but I don't know where, whether it'll be here or there.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to talk to this, I've got 6-7 doctors involved. You get this article of Christian Science Monitor. It's very interesting what they were saying then. Republicans are most sanguine. Senate leader Dirksen says the possibility is a gain of 70. A GOP organization leader puts it at 60, with the possibility of going high as 80. Locales of fierce fighting for Democratic freshman seats include. And
uh-huh.
It goes ahead.
Uh-huh. Very interesting.
The average gain by the outs in all presidential elections, 41, began the off-year election under President Harris in 1890. One Democratic leader says anything less than the gain of 20 would be equivalent to a landslide. He sees such a holding action as a possibility. The 48 districts, the key races. Well, of the 48, we won 26 of them. Okay, much obliged for calling.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Be of good cheer.
I'll be in touch with you. Where are you going to be there, day or two?
I'm going to go back to Washington tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want, we've made a little move there, and I want to get back, kind of get settled in, and then I'll be around there until the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
You bet.